The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning. It is 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and we are live. For a second there, we were nip and tuck, had flooding, and had knocked out our internet every which way, and so they just got it back on prior to showtime. So that's good news for today. Some more good news. We have a confirmed Bud Cummins will be joining us at noon. Now, why is that important? Who's Bud Cummins? Who's Bud Cummins, you ask? Bud Cummins is the attorney for Brian Malinowski, for their family. He was murdered. In all of our minds, that's what we think. It looks like it's a fact. And, of course, you know, we have, our producer has been working very, very hard to get him on the show. We've all been trying to get everybody on A.G. Bailey. We still need him on here to talk about the Butker thing and what he intends to do to the city of Kansas City and the NFL if they start talking caca about Butker again. Been a lot of people, ex-ESPN sports commentators and everybody blasting Butker. Hey, it's all part of our cancel culture. We know that. See, and the thing is, we wouldn't be able to talk about stuff like that if it hadn't been for you supporting the Power Mall. Because that's what we need to have happen in order to stay on the air to keep you in tune with what is going on. This week, we've got the spend $300, get $20 off on everything with Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice. Obviously, we don't want you going to their website and buying directly from them. They drop ship everything. So if you go through us, we're going to get credit. We don't get as much, but you know they will ship it to you and you get it quick. We won't have to stock all their stuff. You won't have to wait. I mean, that's a good thing. So, you know, we want you to come shop with us because that's going to keep us on the air. We also have Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizer, OptiVita products, and Good Health Naturally products back in stock. You know, there are some things that we don't drop ship that we actually can order through us. We also have the Partners tab on the powerhour.com. You can go check in and do stuff like that, buy through them. But let us know either by phone call or email at support@thepowerhour.com, or you can call 877-817-9829. That's our toll-free number, and talk to one of us and let us know you ordered so that we know and you can get credit for it. And you press the number two, leave a message if you want. Let's see. So, you know, we got the Vitamir toothpaste deal when you donate $25 or more when you call the Power Mall. And you have to do that in order to get that deal. You can't just go on and donate to buy me a coffee or whatever and not win the toothpaste. If you're going to donate more than $25, hey, at least get the toothpaste. We'll send it to you for free. Now, regarding the background on what's happening here with this ATF story that's big news, right? Bud Cummins used to be the AUSA for the Eastern District of Arkansas, okay? AUSA, for those of you who don't know what that means, it's the Assistant U.S. Attorney. In other words, he wasn't the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas. He was one of his assistant U.S. attorneys, all right? That means he was on staff and worked for them, all right? Now, he's in private practice. And when this happened, I don't think he called Malinowski's family. I think Malinowski's family reached out to him and said, hey, You're the guy. You're the go-to guy here. You understand all this being how you are and where you were. And you understand that. Well, Bud Cummins testified before Congress this past Wednesday, 2 days ago. Yesterday, as I told you on Wednesday's show, Stephen Dettelbach was supposed to be testifying in front of Jim Jordan and the House Judiciary Committee. Now, I'll let you be the judge because we're going to play the clip. And this is for those of you who didn't catch the whole thing or you want to share it with friends. It's going to be on our website on thepowerhour.com. And also we will be sharing this on our Rumble website as well. So you can hear this clip. I don't want you to miss what we're going to analyze after you listen to this clip. This is what happened in Congress yesterday when Stephen Dettelbach from the ATF testified. Go ahead and roll tape.
Mr. Dettelbach, what were you trying to hide? On the raid on March 19th, Mr. Malinowski's house disabled the doorbell camera, cut electricity to the house, and you didn't wear body cameras. What were you guys trying to hide?
Mr. Chairman, we're not trying to hide things. In fact,
sure after seems Mr. like it.
After
you guys
the,
cut electricity to the house?
After the...
Oh, that's,
after
that's
the,
a question.
I'm trying to answer. After the... Okay, if there's no question, that's fine. I'm sorry.
No, that is a question. Did you?
After the incident, we, along with the Little Rock Police, called for an independent investigation being done by the Arkansas State Police and the local prosecutor.
No, asked,
that's not
asked,
trying to
asked,
hide anything.
I asked three questions. Why'd you put the tape on the doorbell camera? Why'd you cut the lights? And why didn't you wear the body cams? What are you trying to hide?
And Mr. Chairman... the reason that we called for the investigation is we're not trying to hide anything. The reason I'm not going to talk about what's going on in that investigation is to respect its independence and out of fairness. There's a reason for the Department of Justice policy that's existed for so many decades about not commenting on pending matters. It's not fair to people, and it risks the perception
well, how,
that people
well,
are trying
about,
to influence
well, how about this the one? Why'd you ignore the rules? Because don't the rules say you should only use a no-knock entrance into a property if it's the only way, if it's the absolute best way to do it? I mean, I can read from Ms. Monaco's directive. Limit the circumstances in which agents may seek to enter a dwelling pursuant to a warrant without complying with the knock and announce rule because of the risk posed to both law enforcement and civilians. So you want to limit this. Why'd you guys do it all in 57 seconds?
Respectfully. With respect to what I said before, is that we are not trying to hide anything. An independent agency is investigating it, and we, pursuant to longstanding policy,
Director,
are not going to comment.
The Department of Justice has already told us you guys weren't wearing cameras. I'm just asking why.
For the cameras, I'm our body-worn camera policy. I can talk about that. I think I can answer the question without talking about this case.
You can talk about some things relative to the investigation, but not others. We want all the answers to what's going on here.
I will tell you, with respect to the body-worn camera policy, the Department of Justice announced that policy when it was announced, as we have communicated to your staff and you, it was announced that it would be phased implementation. ATF is implementing that policy. We've implemented it in just under a third of our field divisions. We have not received three separate requests for program funding from Congress to do so, but we are still doing it. I watched a hearing a couple of weeks ago where
Little
your
Rock
fellow
police
chairman...
Officers, did the Little Rock police officers who accompanied you on this raid, did they wear body cams?
Again, not commenting on this specific case, but in general, the Department of Justice written policy allows local law enforcement on these types of operations, short-term operations, to follow their own guidelines and policies, if they wish, in body-worn cameras. And what I wanted to say
is... their policy was to wear them. They weren't wearing them that day. We want to know why. Did you tell them not to wear them?
Mr. Chairman, again, it is simply unfair at this point while there's a pending investigation...
That's a simple question. We just want to know why they weren't following the rules. Their rules say wear body cameras. Your rules say wear body cameras. You weren't wearing body cameras. I go back to my original question. What were you trying to hide? We saw the video where you walked up and you put the tape on the doorbell. We know there were no lights to the foyer area. We have Mrs. Malinowski here who can testify to that. And we know you weren't wearing body cameras. What were you hiding?
Again, Mr. Chairman, we're not hiding anything. And with respect to the body-worn camera policy, the people there...
Why on the 12th did you not go and search the home? You were all circled up, ready to go, but a week before, on the 12th of March, you don't go. You go on the 19th. Why did you decide not to go on the 12th?
Mr. Chairman, these operations, and by the way, we do about 11,000 operations each year. They're very dangerous operations. ATF doesn't do anything that is not dangerous. Well, it's not quite true, but many of them are very, very dangerous. And those operations are handled by people with decades of law enforcement experience. They plan them.
You got to admit, this is a little unique. You got a citizen, the highest paid official in the municipal government, Little Rock, Arkansas, making $260,000 a year, running the airport. No criminal background history. No, nothing. And he's dead at a pre-dawn raid when it sure looks like you could have served this search warrant when he wasn't there, but you decided not to. You decided to wait till he was home when you did it on March 19th. And as a result, Mr. Malinowski is no longer with us.
Well, first of all, let me just say this, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, any time that there's a loss of life, that is a profound incident. And of course, on behalf of just myself, ATF, and all law enforcement, we are very sorry when those things happen. Also, an agent was shot that day, and I'm sure you are sorry that occurred also.
Of course, all the more reason to follow the no-knock warrant, not to have a no-knock warrant take place and follow the rules.
Mr. Chairman, as somebody who has worked with law enforcement for decades, there's a great temptation when a horrible incident happens to prejudge. Sometimes people even try to use it to advance agendas. The cops who are in the field and the family.
I just want the answers. My time has expired.
Yeah. Mr. Dettelbach was then questioned by Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, who also was there. He referenced the ATF's new universal background check rule during the hearing. So how many firearms does someone have to sell to be engaged in the business of firearms dealing? Dettelbach, of course, said, Congressman, as you know, that matter is being litigated in several courts. So sticking with what's already in the public record, the rule itself is about 16 pages, skipping lines, and there's about over 400 pages of explanation. So there are factors that are conduct-based, not numerical-based, but conduct-based. He then went on to say that the agency has received many comments on the rule, suggesting some of those comments dealt with where the threshold might be. Gaetz, of course, responded to the avoidance of presenting an exact threshold by noting the ambiguity as part of the reason U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek issued a May 19th restraining order against enforcement of this rule in the state of Texas. Now, without going into major detail, this guy did not have an answer for anything except one. He admitted to one thing. One of his agents was shot. What they did to Malinowski didn't matter. And here's the thing. Long after that report, an investigation by the Arkansas State Police was made public. Well, it wasn't actually made public other than the fact it was completed already. And the results were turned over to the prosecutor for the Eastern District of Arkansas, as well as Arkansas per se, Sixth Circuit. And he was supposed to determine whether or not charges should be filed. All right? That hasn't happened yet. Like they swept it right under the rug. And on top of that, does he sound familiar? It's just like what happened in Waco. You know, they burned the place to the ground. Doesn't matter how the fire started. 70-some-odd women and children died, as well as Koresh, who they could have served with a search warrant. in the grocery store. They could have arrested him in the grocery store. He was off property a lot, but no, they had to come in hot and heavy, just like they did here. This is a spitting image of Waco and the way they operate. This is their fact pattern. This is what they do. These are jackbooted fascist thugs. And they had the Little Rock police, who also had a constitutional duty to not kiss their ass. They had a constitutional duty to uphold the law, not sit there and kowtow to the interest. See, this is exactly what the McLennan County Sheriff did in Texas when the feds came to him and had him under their thumb. And they said, no, you don't have any control of this. He's the sheriff of the county. I think everybody listening to this show knows damn well what the sheriff of the county is allowed to do and not to do. And kowtowing to the feds, I got a problem with that. Do you? See, this is a problem. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to play that clip. You can see how frustrated Jim Jordan got. And we're going to put that clip online so you can share it with your friends if you haven't seen it already. But Bud Cummins is going to be on the show because I want to get his reaction to this and find out what the Malinowski family is going to do. Because I don't believe for 1 minute that when they got all that material from the Arkansas State Police and investigated all this stuff, that was in early April. We are almost to the end of May. And they're still investigating this? Bull pucky. That investigation should have been done. How long does it take them to investigate what happened in 57 seconds? I mean, this was all engineered by the ATF field office in both Louisiana and New Orleans and in Little Rock. And not only that, I mean, you know, who knew? I didn't know anything about March 12th. That was something new that we learned from the Jim Jordan tape you just heard, that they were going to go serve this warrant on March 12th. I want to ask Bud Cummins that and get his reaction to all of this garbage, because I want to know if they're going to file a suit under the Federal Tort Claims Act or exactly what they're going to do. Because here we have this run-of-the-muck agency, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau, which are nothing but fascist thugs. And again, everything points to the fact that this guy could have been served. It was a search warrant. They could have served him anywhere, but no, they had to come in heavy. They had to cover up the Ring doorbell. We already know that. They got evidence of it. You've seen it. And here's the thing. Ring doorbell or not, if you've got security cameras all around the outside of your house, it's because, see, they can't just cover up every single camera. And see, if they're going to bust you, they're going to surveil you first. They're going to find out if you've got cameras there, whether they're battery operated, whether they're backups. See, and if you've got everything hooked into your electrical circuit, you see what they did there? I mean, even Jim Jordan brought it up. They cut the lights. Left the guy totally in the dark. They crash his front door. He thinks he's being home invaded. Hey, is it no wonder they turned off his power? Go to the outside circuit panel if there's one out there. Or they just go and disconnect his power, ordered it shut down, the utilities do what they're told. And then they raid his house. He's totally in the dark. He doesn't know what's going on. I was living in Kansas at one time. My next door neighbor was asleep in his home, three doors down from where I was living. And this guy came in the front door, took a 3-pound sledge to his son, who was sleeping on the couch, right square, dead between the eyes, smacked his face in, went downstairs, smacked his youngest daughter in the back of the head, killing her, took the 17-year-old, but he cut the power first. And the phone line said nobody could call out. You see, that's common for every other criminal out there, isn't it? I mean, if you want to totally disable them so that they can't call 911. Of course, see, now we have cell phones. It changes the landscape, doesn't it? See, you know, people that have landlines, they literally snip, 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 and a couple of ba-la-las, and there goes your phone. And you have no landline anymore because they've cut it. to now there's no way for you to call out. There's, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Break out a window and climb out the back door? No, they got the place surrounded. They want to make sure you die. This is their fact pattern, folks. I mean, this was what happened at Ruby Ridge. They gave the order. They changed the rules of engagement. Nobody's leaving off that mountain alive. If Bo Greitz hadn't showed up there at Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver and everybody else would have been dead. Bad enough, you know, Vicky Weaver was holding a Barrett M82A1 in her arms when, Lon Horiuchi, the sniper, put a bullet through her head. I mean, see, this is how our government behaves. And under this administration, guarantee you, it's going to happen. It's going to get even worse. This is a problem we have with these jackbooted fascist thugs and this particular administration that doesn't like law-abiding citizens, and they're going to do everything in their power to murder as many people as possible. This is how they are. Their investigation should have already been done. They've had 2 months to complete this. For this moron to get in front of Jim Jordan and sit there and generalize everything and only admit to the fact one of his agents was shot, that's all he said. That's a known fact. The media was reporting it. And the guy's okay. He recovered. See what happened in Waco? 4 ATF agents up on the roof there got murdered. All of them were Clinton's bodyguards that were sent in there. Now, were they murdered by helicopter gunfire? Because there was a chopper there flying overhead. See, that's what Linda Thompson, that Indianapolis attorney, tried to expose, and they went after her, too. And exactly what kind of rounds killed those people, those 4 ATF agents? You see, they forked, what, 3 cattle car loads full of ATF agents? Here, you got 10 unmarked cars pulling up in front of his house, and the camera across the street catches them showing up there. Man, this just gets weirder by the minute. But one thing stands out. They got an agenda. So this is something we're going to talk to Bud Cummins about at the next hour. This is one of the reasons why you want to be there. You don't want to. You want to call your friends and tell them they need to be on this. This is a very important call because this, my friends, can happen to anyone. Anyone that the ATF has a bone to pick with. And I'm being nice here. I'm not using sexual innuendos, but I think you know where I'm thinking. My thought process is they got a you-know-what for you, and they will come after you. They even put a tracker on his car. I'm talking about Malinowski here. And see, all these things they could have done decently in an order, but no, they don't live by the word of God. They live by their own word. They live by Satan. Our government is not. I mean, we're getting further and further away from God every time some of this nonsense happens. And I mean, I could just say right now that our government's working for the devil. I don't know of one honest person there other than maybe Jim Jordan. Maybe there's like 20. I mean, wasn't that a negotiating tool? Well, if there was only, you know, a handful of people that were believing, would you save the city? God said, no, they need to leave. I'm going to destroy the city. And of course, you know what happened to Lot's wife. But he begged and pleaded. He goes, please, can't you just, I mean, even if there were, you know, 2 saved souls, wouldn't you save the city? No. These people are sodomites and they're going to pay for it. Okay, well, now you know what's going to happen to our United States government because it is in major meltdown. Moving on to world news, more than 100 people were believed killed by a landslide in Papua New Guinea. This is a South Pacific Island nation, by the way. This is reported by Australian media. Villagers said the death rate could go higher. Germany, by the way, has also said, this is kind of weird, and this is, of course, yesterday after the ICC said, we're looking to possibly get an arrest warrant for Bibi Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant and some of our Hamas leaders. And, of course, Germany said, well, we would, of course, arrest those 2 Israelites, Zionists, whatever. We'll arrest them and hold them for you. And we'll, you know, bring them down to Brussels so they can stand accused of all these genocidal crimes. Here's the other thing, too. The German government believes the ICC warrant appears to be problematic and that it doesn't believe Israel and the leaders of Hamas should be seen with equivalency. This is just like what Netanyahu said. Look, if you're going to serve us, this is just like, you know, you're serving Churchill and Roosevelt and Hitler, too. Now, see, none of this makes any sense. This is why I have no respect for the International Criminal Court. Neither should you. Netanyahu, by the way, has been invited to address Congress amid the Israel-Hamas war. According to House Speaker Johnson, he has been invited to address a joint session of Congress. Now, you think it's going to be safe for him? You think that the U.S. authorities are going to arrest him when they come over? Do you think the protesters that are pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, are going to show up in droves and try and threaten Netanyahu? I mean, the man is there. I mean, you know, what a better way to exact vengeance upon the person than when he shows up. Pretty crazy. As we reported yesterday, China has launched a bunch of punishment drills, and now the Taiwanese government, their president, newly elected Lai Ching-te, said, "We are ready to defend ourselves." So this is going to be interesting. Yeah, right after he takes office, then all of a sudden, Wang Yi and everybody else that's working in China there, their foreign ministry spokesperson, Wang Wenbin, said China deplores and opposes Blinken's decision to congratulate Mr. Lai. See, now they're pointing fingers at us. And see, all we got to do is help out Taiwan, and that's when things could hit the proverbial fan. When it comes to this WHO pandemic agreement, 24 GOP governors have told Biden, do not sign this. Well, what happens if Biden shoves an ice cream cone in his face and pretty much says, up yours, and goes ahead and signs it anyway? Well, they sent him a letter telling, we're going to cut off your ice cream cone. No, I don't think it's going to happen. The governor stated that they stand united in opposition to two proposed instruments currently under negotiation. And that is this global authority that we would be handing over. Uncontrollable director general with the authority to restrict the rights of U.S. citizens, including freedoms such as speech, privacy, travel, choice of medical care, informed consent. Oh, yeah, if who's in charge? It's like everybody's going to have vaccine ID cards. Everybody's going to have vaccine passports. Everybody's going to have, yeah. You're going to have to take the jabs. Whatever we tell you, we're going to come to your house and we're going to... No, you're not. There's a lot of people out there. I think that Mr. Tedros out there is missing out on something. We have several hundred million people in this country alone that own guns. And I'll be damned if they are going to come to your house and knock on your door wearing powder blue helmets with a bunch of guys in white coats saying, we're here to vaccinate every member of your family, and you're going to let it happen. You're going to open the door and let it happen, right? Of course you're not. Oh, you thought I said, of course you would? Well, there's a few people out there that could care less. What can I say? Hey, we're going to get on to U.S. news. Lots happening here in this country. Now that we're done playing around and what's going overseas that we can't control. Like I said, tell your friends to tune in at noon, especially because Bud Cummins will be here. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Paramall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions. with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 33 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here where we are in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you and looking forward to the noon presentation. Bud Cummins is coming on. He's the Malinowski family's attorney. We're going to get into the meat of this situation with the ATF. And I mean, he's a former assistant U.S. attorney. So this should be interesting in the perspective now that he's in private practice and he's seen what's going on here, exactly what his take is, especially given the runaround that Jim Jordan and others got in Congress yesterday. So it's going to be interesting to get his take on it. There are a lot of people that respect the right to own a firearm. And there's also a lot of people that feel like, you know, it may come to firearms to enforce a lot of our rights here in America if things keep going the way they're going. An Illinois judge, by the way, has just halted a newly enacted state election law that prevents candidates from gaining access to a major party ballot through an alternative slating option. Prior to the change, a local committee for a political party could nominate or slate a candidate to a general election ballot, even if no member of that party filed nominating petitions for it, so long as the candidate gathered the required number of petition signatures, right? Under the new law, signed by Pritzker, of course, the Illinois primary has passed. A party can no longer appoint candidates who didn't run in the party's primary to fill general election ballot spots. The change adds more transparency into the upcoming race for Illinois legislative seat, according to the governor. It really does make sure that we don't have backroom deals to put people on the ballot and run as a result of some small group of people in a smoke-filled room making the choice, according to the Democrat governor. So I think, to me, the more transparency is better. Republicans, of course, outraged by the sudden change in the middle of the election cycle. Amazing how that works. And, of course, everybody remembers former ex-Baltimore DA Marilyn Mosby, right? She was facing a possible 40-year prison term after lying on her mortgage application for a $428,000 home in Longboat Key, Florida. Anybody knows where that is? Wow, Longboat Key. Been there. Very pretty area. It's like an island unto itself right out there out in the Gulf. And then, of course, she said that she received a $5,000 gift from her husband. Well, folks, this is what we call mortgage fraud. And she lied about it, too. So there's perjury and mortgage fraud. But thanks to a Biden-appointed judge, she got 1 year of house arrest instead of 40 years in prison. Oh, yes, Judge Lydia K. Grigsby told Mosby, you need to go. You have an absolute right to maintain your innocence and shouldn't be punished in any way for doing so. You need to be at home with your kids. And I'm going to sentence you to 12 months of home detention and 3 years of supervised release. 3 years you get to go report in and piss in a cup. 12 months of home detention. All right, that would mean she's got to wear an ankle bracelet for a year. Mm-hmm. She was fit. Anybody else would have done that. It doesn't matter what color their skin. It doesn't. This is not a racist thing. You commit mortgage fraud, you go to prison. End of story. Why anybody would even want to apply for a mortgage these days is beyond me. It's not just the interest rates. It's the people giving you the mortgage loan are lying to you in the first place. They're lying to you because the whole thing is probably set up in some sort of security and you don't know it. And they are misrepresenting as soon as you walk in that door and they hand you that Form 1003 application, you are stepping into a trap, a real snake pit. This is one of the reasons why. If you have the ability to sell your place and get out of the big city and scale down, have a big garage sale, get the hell out of Dodge, you're better off. No mortgage. Mortgage free. I am mortgage free. You need to be the same way. I know that's tough for some of you. You got to have a place to store your stuff. How about losing some of that stuff and scaling down and getting out? You're not going to be able to survive in the big city. We already know that. Just a matter of time before the U.S. sticks its nose into so many different places. EMP occurs. Civil unrest happens. It's a bad scene. And you're in the middle of it. Why? Why would you subject yourself to that? I mean, it's bad enough that a Missouri politician, you know, Ben Baker, ever heard of him? Well, his son-in-law and daughter were missionaries in Haiti. And again, I have to ask the question, if it is a dangerous place, why are you still there? Well, guess what happened? They were attacked by gangs. Both of them were killed. Son-in-law Davey and Natalie Lloyd are full-time missionaries, or were, in Haiti. But because of the fact that gunmen and everything else, you know, seize control of police stations, attack the airport and the capital, Port-au-Prince, you would think they would have gotten out of there. Oh, no. No, 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 no. The first sign of trouble, you should have left. Didn't happen. You know, Haiti's totally out of control. Yeah, I'm sorry that they were killed. But you see, when Christ was under threat, because you know King Herod was trying to kill him. I mean, he sent his troops out looking for the Son of God. And God sent an angel warning Mary and Joseph to get the hell out of Dodge. Go to Egypt. Stay there until it's safe. What's up with this? Were these people not thinking? You see what I mean about staying plugged in? I mean, you want to sit there and lead people to God, but then you can't listen to what the Almighty's telling you when he's warning you, hey, might be a good time to leave. You see, this is how it works, folks. Missionary or not, and I'm sorry for that couple, I really am. But see, common sense or the Spirit of God would tell you, maybe this isn't a good time to be here, honey. We should get out. Didn't happen. Hundreds of students in robes chanted Free Palestine on Thursday as degrees were conferred. This is in Harvard. Yeah. Park the car in Harvard Yard and scream Free Palestine. Okay. Well, 13 students who participated in that encampment on campus weren't allowed to get their diplomas along with fellow graduates, but they still got their diplomas. Oh, jeez. You see, the woke, they just don't know when to quit. The DOJ's Office of Inspector General, by the way, has come under fire over allegations of politically motivated attacks and deep partisan bias. Reports have emerged that some of his personnel have an apparent political grudge against targets of their investigation. Well, duh. We knew that already, right? So what else is new? Hunter Biden is in court in Delaware. He doesn't want a jury to hear about the sordid details of his personal life as he's facing federal gun charges. That should be interesting. New evidence released by the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee this week shows Biden lied at least three times to congressional committee investigators. Two of those lies concern his business deals with Chinese Reds and Burisma Holdings. Remember that Ukrainian energy company? Influence peddling scheme with Daddy Joe, the big guy. RFK Jr. has filed an FEC complaint over the potential debate block. How come I'm not allowed to participate in this Trump-Biden campaign debate? Why can't I be in there? That might actually add some life to things. Because what's RFK going to do when he gets in front of the camera with the three of them? He's going to call them both out for what they did with COVID and how they treated it and the fact that they should not have put that vaccine out, that they murdered a bunch of people, that both of them were responsible. Trump for Operation Warp Speed and Biden for keeping it up and mandating everybody get it. You see, this is the problem that Americans have right now. They're asking themselves a lot of questions about who they should vote for in November. This is all mission critical, folks. This is what is so problematic about this. I hear it from people all the time. Well, we're not going to go vote because there's nobody worth voting for. I hate to say this, but God did give you sound mind. Use it. Now I want to sit home and pray for the rapture. No, whatever. Pray, keep praying. We know not the day nor the hour. Keep praying. Go ahead. Whatever. Don't cast your vote, but I don't want you calling me and saying, Dave, oh, come on. Come on, lighten up. Give me a break. So what if I didn't vote? Nah, you want four more years of this, caca? Go ahead, stay home. I'm dead serious about this. If you don't vote, don't bitch, period. I don't know what else to tell you. I know life is tough, isn't it? But see, you have God. You put your faith in the right place instead of government, we'll be okay. And yes, you might have to defend yourself. Because see, the who does not belong here. the WHO is outside of our jurisdiction. If the WHO comes into our state, whatever state that may be, you have 10th Amendment rights. The state does. The public also has 9th and 10th Amendment rights. And that's the right to be left alone also under the 4th Amendment, and that includes World Health Organization. See, the thing is when you look at what goes on in the United States, well, the United States is the 10-square-mile area known as Washington, D.C. They could go jab everybody there if they want. Don't be a bit surprised if all the politicians leave when they know the WHO is coming and get out of Dodge so only the people living in D.C. get jabbed. I mean, this Congress and this government is on a mission to self-destruct, and they want to take all of us down the toilet with them. Speaking of down the toilet, anybody ever eat at Cracker Barrel? I have, multiple times. This is a Southern country-themed restaurant with 662 locations across the nation, almost the same as Red Lobster, who just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I mean, they've just eliminated about 50 locations, so they're about even with Cracker Barrel. Well, I don't understand what went on in the company CEO's brain. Okay, her name is Julie Phelps-Massino, who told investors in open session, we're just not as relevant as we once were. And what happened to the eatery stock? It tanked 20%, which begs the question, is somebody shorting it? Did they know in advance to short that stock? I mean, it was a 52-week low, lowest level in over a decade at $45.35, closing down at $45.67, 2.1% since she made the comment. Their yearly dividend was slashed from $1.30 a share to just 25 cents. Boy, somebody could have been shorting that stock. Did anybody know and had? How about Julie Phelps-Massino? Did she know? Is anybody going to investigate that? I mean, how do you do something so stupid as to cause your own stock to tank 20% unless you know something's going on behind the scenes? Cracker Barrel, meanwhile, is cutting 20 items from the traditional menu, replacing them with such dishes as premium savory chicken and rice, slow braised pot roast, and hash brown casserole shepherd's pie. I had to say that because they're a southern-based menu, right? How about a little root beer? Would you like that? Okay. Electric vehicle maker Lucid Motors announced that the company would be laying off staff in a bid to lower expenses amid a slowdown in the market. Gee, I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because we, the people out there, don't want an electric car. See, this is how you're going to fight back. But everybody likes that. Oh, yeah, look at the self-driving mode. And then the vehicle crashes, right? And you burn up in it. See, like I said, technology in these EVs, no. Chinese EVs, I don't care what this government says. I can tell you one of the first things that Trump will do when he gets back in here, he will issue as many executive orders, if not more, than what Biden did on day one, which are already drafted. And he's going to reopen the Keystone Pipeline, and he's going to put 20,000 people back to work, and he's going to bring oil into this country and boost our economy. Now, if you want the same garbage, you vote your party line Democrat, and you'll see the same garbage get worse over 4 years. And don't be surprised if the World Health Organization doesn't declare a pandemic and then show up at your front door demanding to vaccinate everybody in your household. There's urgent warnings out there, by the way, for common allergy and asthma drug. Yeah, it's called Singulair. Ever heard of it? Well, it's been prescribed for decades, but now it's being linked to an array of psychiatric symptoms from nightmares and depressions to suicidal thoughts. Oh, wow. Yeah, this according to FDA and global health warnings. They're putting it out now. All these people decided, oh, I think I'll go kill myself today. Now, why'd that happen? Well, it looks like he took Singulair. We found traces of it in his blood. So that's why it's under scrutiny. But millions are taking it for asthma and allergies. Amazing how that works. Wow. CDC, of course, is warning of a multi-state salmonella outbreak linked to backyard poultry. Oh, boy. Including Utah. 109 people from 29 states, including one from Utah, have gotten sick from salmonella after touching or caring for backyard poultry such as chickens and ducks. States with the highest number of cases, Missouri, Texas, and Oklahoma. No deaths have been reported. 33 people have been hospitalized. And for this, gee, I didn't see the CDC putting out warnings when all these people were dropping dead of the jab or being adversely affected by the jab. No, they covered it up. But see here, oh, you can't own a backyard flock. Oh, my God, you might get salmonella. Huh. Fine, whatever. I'll have gonorrhea next week and syphilis the week after that. I always like going to the doctor's office. Have you had COVID in the last, 10 days? Have you been sick or having symptoms? Nah, I just got rid of a case of gonorrhea and I'll get syphilis next week. That's what I always tell them. And then you look at the look on their face and they're like, oh, you're just messing with me. Yeah, I am. In other words, you just asked me a very stupid question. Do I look sick? Unbelievable. Forever chemicals are raining down. Contamination has been found in all five Great Lakes. Did you know? Yeah. That's what they're saying. New study published in Environmental Science and Technology. Just spread the news. These forever chemicals are moving across the water cycle, contaminating all sorts of water sources, including rainfall. So that means that whatever vegetables that you are growing out of the open may be contaminated. You know, forever chemicals, where are they coming from? Geoengineering. Wow. Microsoft, by the way, has announced it has a new PC out. And guess what it has in it? Built-in AI. Oh, yeah, all the tools are out there, man. It's called Copilot. It can operate across a series of Microsoft business platforms. The Copilot service is based on OpenAI's ChatGPT tool, which launched in late 2022. You really want to buy one of these computers that has Copilot in it? Oh, my God. Oh, this is bad for Microsoft. Hey, Bill Gates, man, he's making money off all this. Understand that. Electricity grids are creaking as AI demands soar. There's a big problem with generative AI. According to officials at Hugging Face, a machine learning company, it's an energy hog. Generative AI sucks juice. You thought I was going to say suck something else, didn't you? No. Now, it sucks juice. It's not your personal computer that uses all the energy, though, or your smartphone. The computations that we rely on happen in giant data centers. This is where it's sucking the juice. The world's data centers in 2022 gobbled up 460 terawatt hours of electricity. And this will double, according to the IEA. That's the International Energy Agency, for those of you who don't know what that means. They expect it to double in 4 years. Wow. Yeah, what are they going to use that for? To spy on us. Academics of COVID-19, PSYOPs, and the War for Technocracy. David A. Hughes released his massive book, COVID-19, PSYOPs, and the War for Technocracy. He said it was incubated for decades in China, with the support of the Rockefellers and various technology transfers, with proof of concept having been established. And the aim is now to roll it out in the West. This according to Catherine Austin Fitz, who recognized David Hughes on the Solari Report. You can read that there. In cancel culture, oh, this is so funny. I had to use an alliteration of G's. Yeah. Groping grandma goes goofy for Goofy. Yep. An actor playing the character Disney, Goofy, said he was sexually touched by a grandmother during a meet and greet with the family at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. The victim and Disney World staff notified the cops, who provided a detailed report with, of course, some redactions. Come to find out, it was a February 2024 incident. Here it is in May, and now they're just finally telling us about this. An elderly woman got together with Goofy, had a photo session with her and the family. She allegedly put her right hand on Goofy's rear end and squeezed it three times, going, woohoo! And, of course, after the photo was taken, Goofy told them to leave. Then, of course, Disney was notified and the police were called. And, yeah, this woman that has Nana Mouse on her T-shirt. And Grandma says, Goofy wants us to leave now. You got to love this. A teenage girl's miraculous survivor of a horror crash that saw her break her neck after a car roll multiple times. Yep. Aaliyah Orr, a 16-year-old from Rigby, Idaho, was on her way to the Mike Walker boat dock to go fishing. On May 12th, her mother's birthday and Mother's Day, she collided with the guardrail. She missed her turn. Her GPS maps dinged and said she missed her turn. She looked at her maps, and that's all it took. Next thing you know, she hit the guardrail. Speed limit out there is 55. Flipped her car 50 feet, landed feet from the river. Had it not been for the way her seat was positioned during the crash, she could have been paralyzed. That's good news. In case you missed it, Morgan Spurlock, the Super Size Me director, has passed away at the age of 53. Remember, he's the one that did this Super Size Me feature. He died Thursday in upstate New York due to complications of cancer at 53. The 13th Oregon County, by the way, has secured approval to ditch Democrat-comprised state Oregon to join Idaho. Yep, this would be Crook County. Voters were presented with ballot measure 7-86, and they voted overwhelmingly in support of it, despite all the backlash. Time for one phone call. Brady, you have about 30 seconds. What's your comment? I guess Brady's not listening. We're out of time. Guess what? Bud Cummins will be joining us next. Very important. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregano Rest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.